This is the Blind Access Journal podcast for Wednesday, December 22nd, 2010. I'm Daryl Shandro. I'm here to discuss the digital doorbell available at blindmysmart.com. It's a gift that Karen gave me, and it's a very nice wireless doorbell that may make it easier for people who visit you to get you to respond to the door if you can't hear them when you're inside your house, or you have a pair of headphones on listening to your computer or to some music, and or you don't have a dog that will bark or make noise when somebody's at the door. This is a very nice device. There is a small sender that you attach to your door or to something next to your door outside. And then there is a receiver that you can place anywhere inside, or you can mount it up on a wall, as we have done. So, again, this is a digital doorbell. I am outside our apartment right now, and we have a door here, a metal door with a wooden panel to the right of the door, and we have the button for the doorbell right here. I'm 5'9", and it's about shoulder level for me. So high enough for most teenagers and adults to reach, but not quite low enough for little children to go crazy with it, so to speak. So here we go. I'm going to push the button on the little sender on the door. And you should be able to hear it ringing inside our house. We have it in our living room. Well, hi there, Karen. Hey.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah. Well, thank you. And I'm going to come in the house now, and that's it. That's the digital doorbell. And it is available from our friends at blindmysmart.com. If you need a wireless doorbell, you need some easy way for people to let you know that they are at your door, then you may want to check out this product.
Remember the battery and the screw.
A couple of caveats that you may want to consider if you are looking into purchasing this device is that depending on your needs, you may need some assistance setting up the hardware, and there may be some circumstances where you'll need to use different screws than what are in the package with the product. And that was the case for us. We need to use some slightly different screws. And also, when you go to replace the battery in the sender, that's the part that's on the door, you'll have to replace the adhesive tape, because you'll have to remove it from the door and replace the battery. So you could get that. You could get screws and the battery and things like that at a place like Ace Hardware.
You have to supply your own AA batteries.
Yes.
But there is a special 12-volt 23A battery in there, too, and it's small.
The 23A battory is supplied with the unit, but the three AA batteries are not supplied with the unit. So that's very good. So that has been Karen, Alice, and myself here on the Blind Access Journal podcast. Have a great week. Have a Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays, and I'll be talking with you soon. Goodbye for now. This is Daryl Shandor signing off.